This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Christmas, everybody, and on the bandwagon early. Hello, it is a Monday, the 13th of August.
This is the third time you reference Christmas today.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about Christmas because I want to be happy, and Christmas makes me happy. Doesn't it make you happy? You should be happy.
In December, it does.
Makes me happy. Yeah.
All right, so here we are on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen is the naysayer who doesn't want to celebrate Christmas. She's bah humbug on Christmas. So, Jennifer, save us all.
For Kara, I think she wants to celebrate Christmas, but she wants to do it at Christmas time.
I want to do in 6 months' time. I don't want to do it right now. Or five months, whenever that is.
All right, I've invited Jennifer to speak now, so let us all listen.
Oh, well, finally. Thank you.
Yeah, right.
All right, trending story today. You can't turn anywhere without hearing the story of Omarosa. This is pretty unbelievable. So Omarosa, you remember her. She was on the Celebrity Apprentice, or actually Apprentice, then Celebrity Apprentice, then
she became
celebrity.
A celebrity being on Apprentice. You know, know who she was before that whole thing,
that's right?
She's
yeah, no one knew.
Villain. Yeah.
And she was on one of the original episodes of the show, so she's known Trump for a long time. Well, she's accused now the president of being a racist. And on Sunday, she was all over the Sunday show. She's been on the Today Show already today. She released what she claims is a secret recording.
She has a book she's selling, right?
Of course. She has a book that's coming out. And she also has a secret recording of White House Chief of Staff John Kelly threatening, I'm putting that in air quotes, threatening her in the White House Situation Room. White House officials have already pushed back this morning, saying that her termination was for alleged ethical violations and was handled appropriately, and charging that she would have flagrantly violated security protocols by taping John Kelly in what is probably supposed to be the most secure room at the White House, the Situation Room, which is in the basement of the West Wing. And according to the White House, Sarah Sanders said the very idea of a staff member that they would sneak a recording device into the White House Situation Room shows a blatant disregard for our national security, and then to brag about it on national television further proves the lack of character and integrity this disgruntled former White House employee has. President Trump over the weekend was in Bedminster at his golf club, and he was hosting the Bikers for Trump group that ride for Making America Great Again. And he was asked about Omarosa. He called her a lowlife. So that's what he thinks. Now, she's made some claims in her book. My favorite is that when he became president, when he was at the inauguration, that he didn't want to actually be sworn into office on the Bible, that he wanted to be sworn in on his book, The Art of the Deal. That's my favorite claim in the book.
Hilarious.
She also says that he's a racist. And, you know, this is what I don't understand. What does this say about you? If all of this is true, if we believe you, you've worked with Trump for over 10 years, 15,
right.
20 years maybe. What does it say about you if you're working for someone you call a racist? It's what I just don't understand and why I don't put much salt into this. Plus, I saw her behavior at the White House last year when she was still working there, and she looked more like a fangirl than a staffer. I think she had her feelings hurt by John Kelly, who she says is running the country because President Trump is in mental decline and he has no idea what's happening around him. So John Kelly's in charge of the world, apparently. Yeah.
But you know, the weird thing is, too, I listened to the recording of John Kelly firing her. I don't know why she's saying that she was attacked by him. And that was from the recording I heard. He was not attacking her. He was letting her go. And he was being firm. And that's what happens when you fire someone. But the interesting thing about it is she says on the recording, if she's public record, she was one of the highest paid people in the Trump administration. So that like blows the mind right there. Yeah. Secondly, in this recording, when she's being fired by Kelly, it says something, she alludes to the fact that they had never had a conversation. So what was she doing in the White House making all this money when they are acting like they've never had an interaction before?
I actually believe it. Judging by what I saw, I swear, it was like she had never worked there. It was like she was just hanging out on the lawn. And this is what I think is funny. I think she's trying to get people to question Trump's state of mind with this book.
Yeah,
but the only thing that makes me question his state of mind is why in the world he would have brought her on to the White House staff to begin with. And I think the answer is loyalty, and loyalty is really important to him. She came out, and she knew that she'd get her bread buttered if she started speaking for him. She did. Mm-hmm. She became a surrogate on the campaign trail, and I think he tried to repay that with a White House position. But, man, oh, man, what a nut. She took her wedding party inside the White House and took a bunch of illegal pictures.
Yeah, and then she was, I guess the final straw was that in the ethics violations that they've been referring to, and General Kelly says it on the recording, that these are some pretty serious ethical violations. I guess she was misusing car service privileges, and there was something, I don't know, there was something else. Now, I watched Big Brother, and she said that it was when she was accused of getting free meals on Air Force One, she said there are no free meals, and that you get an invoice, which is true. You do get an invoice, and everything that you pay for, even if you don't eat anything, there's a service charge that you have to pay every time you're on Air Force One. So, like, it's hard to tell in this book, because she has seen some real stuff, but then again, she makes stuff up, too. So, I don't know, I would never read the book, but if someone's going to have to go through it probably and try to figure out what's fact and what's fiction, because there's going to be a hefty dose of both.
What do they call it? Fact check. Let's do a fact check on the book.
Well, she already got called out pretty publicly. There's a guy named Frank Luntz who does, during election time, you probably see him on TV, he does a lot of groups. What are they called?
Focus groups
on whether or not candidates.
Candidates
are resonating. He's been doing that for a long time, and so he's always a talking head. Well, apparently, she says he was in the room when Trump said the N-word, and he came out over the weekend. And he's no fan of Trump. On page, like, he goes, "I was mentioned on page 149 of Omrose's book, saying that I heard the president say the N-word, and that's absolutely false." So even people she's name checking in the book are coming out saying not so much.
And there was, and CNN did got an advanced copy of it, and you know, CNN obviously no fan of Trump either, but even they came out and said, okay, she misquoted what Trump said at a rally. She misquoted. I mean, they really came out and said she was just blatantly wrong in the
book. It's trash time. Let's hear it for
maybe
trash.
Maybe something finally that unites the parties is Omarosa.
Is Omarosa. That would be so American,
so,
actually.
But going back to what you just said, Victoria, a moment ago, mm-hmm. I'm looking at this morning's Boston Globe, which has an editorial calling on newspapers all across the country to take a what they call a coordinated stand against the president's war against the free press.
That's actually in 110 newspapers around the country today.
Right. Yeah. So what do you make of that, Jennifer? What should you do about nothing? Or is this
the thing is that I think that Trump's rhetoric on the press is tough, but they're also exceedingly tough on him. So I think to say that one group, whether it's Trump or the press, is at fault is just inaccurate. I think everybody needs to soften it up and get a little more professional. I think the media needs to cover him professionally. That doesn't mean being in his back pocket, by the way. I don't want that. I don't think any Trump supporter wants that. Maybe like one. But we need to have fair reporting of what he's saying. And the way headlines are crafted in this country, because that's how people read the news, it's so dishonest. And you actually have to read the whole article, which I don't mind doing, but how many people actually read a 20 paragraph article? And it's freaking people out because they think that Trump's a nut and they're not reading everything. And so it's, you know, the news media needs to calm down and start reporting more truthfully and using journalistic integrity, who, what, when, where, and how. And the president needs to soften up and say the news media has value in society. So, you know, it's just, I don't think it can be a partisan issue. I think both things can be true at the same time.
And, you know,
I think journalistic integrity is an oxymoron. Excuse me, Victoria. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I think, well, it shouldn't be an oxymoron, and it hasn't always been. But the thing is, though, you know, with Trump is a guy, my whole life, growing up in New Jersey and only being an hour outside of New York, Trump has been someone that I have seen my entire life. When stuff that's local news, Trump loves the press. He is a press junkie.
He knows how to master them, too, right.
He's a guy, it's so hypocritical for him to now, because they're not not casting him in a favorable light. It's so hypocritical that now he's saying everything's fake.
It's called human nature, my friend.
Well, I know, but it's I agree with Jen. Everybody needs to be more professional, and it has to start from the top. We have to start with our leader setting a better example. It has to start.
Unfortunately, if he still sees fake stuff, though, he's going to call it out, and that's just who he is. And quite frankly, that's what his supporters want. His supporters are tired of the status quo. So it's got to happen at the same time. It really does have to be a simultaneous truce, I think.
Right, but there's so much stuff out there that he just doesn't like that he then claims is fake when it's not always fake. And that's kind of the part of the problem.
92% of the news coverage is negative towards Trump. And so that's where the feeling, and that's where he feels victimized. And by the way, that's where his base continues to support him because they see it too. And that's the issue.
Oh, I get it.
It
riles them up. Yeah, right. I get that. They think he's just being more of a victim, and they stand up for him even more. Mm-hmm. It's creating such a vicious cycle all around between...
Vicious is the right word.
It is. It's just
way
awful,
too much viciousness
ugly.
All the way around. All right, let me fix a problem or two for you. Telling you the story about Life Change Tea is something that I have had a great deal of... I've had a lot of experience drinking the tea. Victoria has as well. Jennifer, I think you've got your Life Change Tea. It's a proprietary herbal formula. It's sort of the tea that makes you go, if you know what I mean. If you have a problem and you're plugged up, I don't know how indelicately I can put this, take a sip
you're
of life.
You're achieving.
Well, I'm aiming high, but maybe ending up low. Life Change Tea, a gentle daily cleanser that is designed to rid your body of the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria that you get in your everyday food. Let's face it, the food that we have is not what it used to be, not what it ought to be. It is what it is, however, full of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides. And so this processing depletes the nutritional factor and, in fact, can really plug you up. So that's where the folks that get the tea have come up with a blend of American teas, all grown here, all organic, all in the teas combined and put on the market here in America to help you out. So cleanse that unhealthy colon and stomach. The GAPS practitioner in me wants you to have a very healthy gut because that's where you stay. If you're sick, it starts in the gut. If you're healthy, it's because you got a healthy gut. Go to getthetea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they'll ship it to you free. More energy, your body will be better and feel better. Drink a cup every day. You can't get the tea, Life Change Tea, in stores. You got to get it online at GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV, and they ship it free. Get the tea, get Life Change Tea, and it'll change your life at GetTheTea.com.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jessica Simpson singing here. Actually, I think this is from the stage, isn't it, Kara?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Orange County Fair with Willie Nelson.
Yeah, I got you back. Woo! I'll be that one true friend. Huh. You know you're stuck with me.
Marked the first time her husband and her children have ever seen her sing for an audience. She captioned an Instagram, there's a picture of her and Willie Nelson together, quote, "It's not every night that a legend invites you to join him on his stage." And Nelson sang with Jessica, "I'll be your fool," fan videos capturing Jessica smiling broadly as she sang and then appeared to wipe a tear from her eye in the video that you can see on YouTube. She and her husband, Eric Johnson, and their children, Maxwell 6, Ace 5, weren't the only ones there to cheer on her. Her mother and father were there. So it was kind of a nice family night. Doesn't that seem kind
of... She sounds good. She hasn't done anything in so long.
I have a lot of respect for her. I think she's okay, frankly. But she hasn't...
you know she's worth like about $1 billion?
No. Wow. Yeah. What does she do? She got
her Jessica Simpson clothing line, her luggage, all right. It's all at Macy's and it's
You're not
everywhere.
Wrong. It's TJ Maxx, Marshall's, it's everywhere. Macy's everywhere. I have two pairs of sandals that are Jessica
dollars.
Simpson.
Yeah.
Really?
The shoes,
God,
everything.
Yeah.
She has been so smart with
smart.
All of her other
yep.
stuff.
Smart, smart, smart. Yeah. Good. DJV time is 25 after the hour. Music in our focus here. Victoria, Kara, and I talking now. Speaking of Jessica Simpson, I think at one time she was paired with John Mayer for a while. He's been paired with pretty much everybody. His Beverly Hills area home burglarized over the weekend. Took a couple hundred grand worth of stuff, according to Beverly Hills police. The burglar broke into the house noontime on Friday. Police were called in after a security guard noticed a window had been broken. Mayer wasn't home at the time, and no suspects have been apprehended in the case. I don't understand why anybody lives in Beverly Hills. It's so overpriced. It's just gauche. It's just,
so, boy, that's a fancy Nancy word I haven't heard in a long time.
Gauche?
Gauche.
Yeah, yep. It is gauche.
But, you know in a sense, no one deserves to have their home invaded and their stuff stolen. However, in the age of social media, Kim Kardashian was burglarized and tied up in a bathroom in Paris because she posted pictures of her ring on Instagram. He posted pictures of his guitar collection on Instagram.
Yep.
He was targeted for that.
And this is common sense for everyone, because we've talked about technology before. On social media, you should never post when you're going on vacation or when you're doing something else. Because then people know, okay, first of all, John Mayer's rich. He's got a ton of stuff. Yeah. Even if it's not guitars, it's going to be worth a lot of money. Don't ever tell people you're going to leave the house empty, because it's just a prime target for people to go and steal stuff.
So here, Kendall Jenner, Nicki Minaj, Alanis Morissette, Amy Rossum, Scott Disick, and other people have been robbed in Beverly Hills. They're the same M.O. They tell everybody that Disick, man, what an egomaniac he is. Oy, man. Here's something that is nice, actually. 150 local and national artists, led by Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie, and Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses, people from Pearl Jam, signing an open letter in the Seattle Times urging residents to take action to save the Showbox. This is an historic venue under threat after a developer filed preliminary plans to tear down the venue and build a $100 million luxury residential tower. Really valuable real estate there in Seattle. 80 years, the Showbox has been the home to some of the great culture moments. Ellen DeGeneres has been there, Eminem, Coldplay, Prince, Duke Ellington. So they've created a coalition to save the Showbox, not just because they have memories of playing there, but because they want to make it available for future generations. So, interesting to see how that shakes out. 28 after the hour. My atmosphere. A melody
softly soaring through my atmosphere. Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here is today's automotive news. I'm Nick Miles. I spent a week driving the new Mercedes-Benz C350e, a plug-in hybrid Mercedes with a turbo. The car can be fully ventilated from the key fob. Turn on the seat coolers and open the doors from the key. The panoramic roof can automatically close during the journey when it starts to rain, which takes place in line with driving speed and intensity of rain. Via the Mercedes-Benz app, you can also have connection with your car, pair your car via a phone, tablet, or smartwatch. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
1 year ago, the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, sees violent confrontations between white nationalists and counter-protesters. In fact, one counter-protester died when she was run down by a car. This year, officials in Washington, D.C. are relieved after a face-off between white nationalists and counter-protesters did not result in any major violence yesterday. Police Chief Peter Newsom says they learned from the tragedy of Charlottesville. Charlottesville.
You know, down in Charlottesville, the night before their rally, there were hundreds, maybe even thousands, that descended upon the city. And that could happen here as well. So, you know, you always have to plan for the worst and hope for the best. And we were planned and we were ready.
Torrential rains are blamed for some big-time flooding in some Boston-area communities this morning. More than 8 inches of rain fell yesterday in Lynn. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The hour. It's Monday, the 13th of August. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen as the DJV gang continues to focus on what you need to know. Victoria, what are you focused on?
Well, everyone's talking about Meghan Markle and her father, and he continues to go to the British press. He has never met a reporter or a camera that he didn't love, and now
like Rudy Giuliani in that respect.
Oh, yeah. So now he admits.
Or Chuck Schumer.
Well, there's a million of them, yep. Yeah, right. So he admits that he actually lied to Prince Harry that when the... Remember those staged paparazzi photos when they came
yes.
out before the wedding? Well, yep. Prince Harry and Meghan called Thomas Markle, and Harry directly asked him if he was working with the press to stage the photos. Thomas Markle lied and said no, that he was being fitted for a hoodie, which... That's like, if you can't think of a better lie than that, like, hello.
Wow.
So he admitted to lying about that. And then after he had the heart attack, he and Harry spoke again on the phone. And Thomas Markle said, Harry told me that I should never go to the press, that it would end in tears. He said, they will eat you alive. And he says, now Harry was right. He then apparently hung up on Prince Harry and said that maybe it would be better for you guys if I was dead, and then you could pretend to be sad. And that's when he hung up on Prince Harry. And so now he's saying, I'm not mad at Harry, I'm not mad at Meghan.
So how do we know this actually happened? Is there some verification that this call actually took place?
He's trying to do a weird, strangely worded mea culpa, so I do think that this probably did happen. He did admit that he hung up on Harry and that he lied to him, so I don't see what his motivation would be to make that up at this point. He obviously is trying desperately to reach out to them. They have no communication with him whatsoever at this point, and so he said he hasn't spoken to Meghan until, I guess it's... When was it?
People make
the wedding?
Choices, and this is his choice. This is all nonsense. It, other than the
well,
the
he's
sheer,
pushing away any chance he had with having a relationship
right.
with his daughter.
Yeah, so. But all it is it's gossip. It's sheer nonsense. It's so sad that people have to grab onto somebody's star and try to bring
yeah,
it down.
I've never heard someone try and play the victim card more than this guy.
Oh, my God.
What could have been a really good situation for him, probably financially and in the public eye, he's just turned it to the complete opposite thing. Nobody even knows this guy, and they all hate him. I mean, he's just a mess in the public eye. He's crazy.
Speaking of that, nobody likes living in Baltimore and Chicago with the kind of bad press that comes mostly from the disruptions created in Baltimore's case by having a pitiful police department. And so here we have yet another example. Police officer was suspended over the weekend. Now he's resigned. He's really been fired. These two black guys, two black police officers come upon another black. There's actually three police officers, all black, and they get involved in an incident with some guy, and this one officer is just beating the hell out of this kid. And as usual, these guys are not smart enough to know that they're in public. There are cameras all over the place. So in my mind, they get what they deserve. They all three should be fired, as far as I'm concerned. One of them is fired. The other one's on administrative leave. Who knows what's going on with the third one. But you can see this guy is tackled and pummeled, attacked by these police officers, bleeding from his mouth. And nobody seems to know why. What this kid was doing. Why was he under attack in the first place? Is there some good reason?
I don't know, but he's not fighting back in the video. Once you've got somebody...
No.
I mean,
and he's older, too. He looks like he's older, not a kid.
A police officer should not be punching a citizen that he's supposed to be, you know, protecting in the first place.
Right.
But especially once you've got someone on the ground and they're not fighting back, then there's absolutely no reason. There's nothing that he can come back and say, oh, I was defending myself. And he just keeps punching him over and over again. And, you know, one of the points that you brought up earlier was, what is the city doing to try and stop shootings?
Nothing.
In Baltimore and Chicago. And it's like, what kind of example is that setting? How are you supposed to stop the violence within the city when the police...
I don't even want to drive through Baltimore, never mind visit there. I don't even want to drive through
the city. I like Baltimore City as a place. I like the people that work there, or the people that live there. And most of the people are normal and just want to get on with their lives and work and socialize and do everything else. And it's just, you can't when the police force... They're just as violent as the people who were shooting each other up in the city.
And by the way, the guy that died, the last victim of Chicago police violence, was shot in the back over the weekend. So wait till the video from that comes out. Anyway, they had stopped this fellow in Baltimore because they were investigating border crime, whatever that means. And they asked this guy to show identification. And apparently he couldn't, or he refused to show ID. So that's when the police start beating the hell out of him. And somebody who's filming the video is heard saying, I got it all. Don't worry about it, man. So the police bring him into the the station house arrest him. They don't charge him with anything, and then they release him.
Well, the video is all over national news sites
now. Should be.
It's everywhere. Everyone has seen it, so hopefully it'll bring more of a, I don't know, maybe more headlines about Baltimore. I doubt they'll do anything about it, but...
Yeah. Well, the mayor's a nincompoop anyway. She said, I've seen the very disturbing video of an encounter between a city police officer and a resident. I've demanded answers and accountability. That's such just bungum. I demand accountability. What the hell does that mean? It's like I take responsibility. When Bill Clinton was first president, he and, what was the woman's name that was the attorney general? I can see her, but I can't remember her name. Anyway.
Reno?
Janet Reno. So in the first week of that presidency, they blow up that place in Waco and kill 86 people. And for no reason whatsoever, not one stitch of reality was created in that. All they did was kill 86 innocent people. So, and the police chief there, who at the time listened to my radio program, and I had him on the show, and Koresh listened to the program, and he said, the police chief said, I don't know why they just call me. They want to arrest the guy or comprehend have me take him into custody. All they have to do is say, you know, go get the guy. He takes a run every morning, so I know his route. I can just stop and pick him up. So 86, anyway, the point of my telling the story is because Clinton and Reno both said, well, we take full responsibility for our act. So what the hell did that mean? Nothing. It's a meaningless phrase, just as the mayor of Baltimore saying they want, I demand answers. I demand accountability. You're full of crap.
And it's this kind of stuff. I'm typically not a conspiracy theorist, but it's this kind of stuff when you don't see any action happen. And even though there are ridiculous violence going on in the city every day, that you wonder, okay, what else is going on behind the scenes that's causing them to not do anything? Because if you're the mayor of a city, then you should be concerned about what's happening in your
Why
city.
Why hasn't she been recalled? That's what I want to know.
I don't know, but this isn't even, I mean, there's plenty of other terrible stuff going on, too. There was a police officer who was killed a few months ago, and no one has figured out what happened yet, if he committed suicide, if someone else on the force killed him, what happened, because he was supposed to go on trial and testify against another police officer, like, the next day for the same kind of thing, and then he suddenly he showed up in his police car dead. Yeah. And no one has figured out. It just kind of disappeared. No one has figured out. And if this was any other situation, if he wasn't supposed to testify, you know, if a police officer died, then they would be all over the place, you know, trying to put people in jail for
Nobody's
something like
trying,
that.
Yeah, so right. I just so the cops killed him.
There's some really sketchy stuff going on in the city.
I was thinking of an episode of Person of Interest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyway. That's that story. Enough of that. Let's talk about something that will be helpful to all those of you who... I met somebody over the weekend who was proud to tell me that she'd lost 15 pounds. And I said, how did you lose 15 pounds? I didn't even bring it up. She just said, oh, I'm dieting, exercising, yada, yada, yada. And it's funny because she didn't know what I did for a living, and I didn't tell her. But she started talking about collagen and how important it is to one's body. Is a woman, 50-ish, who was all about looking the part, whatever that means. That's what she said. I want to look the part. I don't know what that meant, except that she didn't want to be heavy. She wanted to be in better shape. And she knew that her body had stopped producing collagen at some point in time. That's what her doctor told her. And that if she wanted to be on an exercise program and she wanted to lose weight, then the best way to do it was to get, he was going to give her collagen injections. And that's a way to get collagen into your body. But it's expensive. And why would you do it when you can take a capsule? Why would you want somebody to stick a needle into you when you can take Calitrin capsules? Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, been around for 30 years helping people, men and women, create more lean muscle and losing fat. That's what this product does. So I told her a little about it. We were talking about it. Kind of, it was like I was doing a commercial. Collagen and the part of your body that... sort of, yeah, not fall apart, but you do, as you get older, start to decline a little bit. Muscle's not as strong and not as helpful, so you need to build it up. And you need these peptides from the collagen in your system to have the lean muscle. You got to exercise, get the muscle built back up again, and it pushes off the fat. no adverse effects at all because it's all natural. Taking collagen amazingly helps stimulate your body to produce more collagen on its own. Collagen, Calitrin. Calitrin, collagen. Almost interchangeable. Calitrin is the healthiest choice for you to lose weight. Works all the time, every time. TopLoss.com is where you go to order it. TopLoss.com. So you don't want to go on a diet, really, and you want none of the fatty stuff or spend lots of money at these studios. Oh, come to us and we'll help you lose the six-month program. Cost you $700. Go online to TopLoss.com. 10% discount and use the DJV code. And if you buy three bottles, they give you a fourth one free. Do the program, lose the weight, feel good about yourself. That's what's going to happen. TopLoss.com, code DJV for the special discount. It's really the way to take off the weight. That's how Calitrin works. It takes off the weight, Calotren, at TopLoss.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hatchimals are magical eggs that need your love and care to hatch. But there's a lot of high tech inside. It's made by a company called Spin Master, and we asked VP Ben Dermer to fill us in on the 2017 Innovative Toy of the Year.
It's a large egg with character inside, and there's sensors all over the egg so that it can detect when you touch it, tap on it, if you move it around or shake it. And through your nurturing and loving caring, you actually encourage the creature to break out. It literally hatches. Yep, our original Hatchimal would peck its way out, really breaking through the eggshell. And then last December, we launched Hatchimal Surprise, and the surprise was that there were two in there. So two twins stacked on top of each other would push their way, cracking through the top until one of them poked their head out.
And it literally hatches. Check them out at Hatchimals.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. This week, Staples 120-sheet filler paper is just 50 cents. Plus, a 10-ream case of multi-purpose paper is only $32.99. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, in-store only. Offer ends 8/18/18. Limit 5 on filler paper, 10 on case paper.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the folks at Harley-Davidson are going to have a problem. Customers say they're going to boycott the company if they take the production of the motorcycle overseas. Company says they're going to move some production out of the country. Response to the tariffs by the European Union, but the tariffs have been disband. They're not going to do tariffs with the EU now, right? We're going to have an even trade, U.S., and there's not going to be any tariffs on anything out of Europe, and nothing going to Europe is going to have any tariffs from the United States. So why is it that they still are thinking about moving their production out of the country? I don't get it. Somebody asleep at the switch there?
I don't know.
Or they got something else going on. They're not really telling the truth. They make most of the bikes in York, Pennsylvania, I think. I believe there's a big plant there, a couple of others. But I don't buy these. You know, I don't have these.
But there's parts,
anyway.
Parts of the bikes are made of steel, right?
Yeah.
So maybe they've been getting steel from China all this time. I don't know. Maybe we didn't.
So how does moving the production out of the country isn't going to save anything? You can't. If they want the company to go out of business, start making the bikes in China. That'll be the end of that.
Yeah.
The end. It'll be great for Sakiwaki. Who is it that builds Kawasaki? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Them too.
I don't know anything about Harleys, really, so I don't know. But it does seem that either there's some sort of advantage for them. Maybe it is cheaper to produce overseas, and that's why they're going to try to do it anyway, regardless of the tariffs. I don't know.
Well, I think they're looking for an excuse, and now they're going to have to.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
They're going to have to swallow hard on their words. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Hello?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Like the mice are loose. But those of you who are Psycho fans, like Chuck Curry, you'll know that that is, I was going to say the music, the theme, I suppose, from Psycho. Who did this, by the way? Is this some well-known composer, musician who did this?
I have to research that. I'm not sure, but it's great music.
Oh, yeah, it's fabulous music. So
actually, I put when my daughter was born, I put some of that music in a playpen.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Yes, so it was all good.
Yeah, it is fabulous.
So anyway, so Alfred Hitchcock's birthday, when he was born this day in 1899.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, and one of the most influential, unique, great directors of all time. My favorite movie of his, despite the fact he did so many good movies, was The Birds. I love that film.
Yeah, you like that. All right, so in your honor and his honor, I have the list of the top 20 scariest horror films of all time. You ready?
I'm ready.
I don't even know some of these. Number 20 is Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer. Do you know that movie?
I do. Michael Rooker was a star.
Yeah, of course you know about it. 19, An American Werewolf in London. Wasn't that Michael Landon? Who was in that? Who is in that movie?
David Norton was the star of that movie, who did those Pepsi commercials back in the day.
Great. Number 18 is the Omen. That one, I don't think, is there anybody who doesn't know what the Omen is? Kara, do you know what the Omen is, the movie?
Yeah, I've never seen the original, but there have been a few remakes, haven't there?
Yeah. I don't know.
Gregory Peck, great, one of the best actors of all time.
1976. 17 on the list of the top 20 scariest films, Night of the Living Dead. How many times have you seen that, Chucker?
Probably 40 or 50.
16 on the list, Carrie. There's another one. Oof. I've never seen any of these, but I...
John Travolta was in that.
Yep, John Travolta was in that. 1976. Yeah. The Evil Dead is number 15 on this
list.
Director
Sam Raimi. Really good movie.
Yeah, fabulous. The Thing was made in 1982. Who was in that? That's number 14.
Kurt Russell, John Carpenter directed. Oh. Great movie. Great movie.
Yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street from 1984 is number 13 on the list.
Freddy Krueger, awesome film.
Was that his first movie, wasn't it? First Elm Street movie?
I just saw that recently for the first time.
Oh, you saw that?
Scary.
God, Victoria.
It wasn't scary, though. No, it wasn't scary.
Number 12, 28 Days Later. I don't recognize that at all. What was that
about? It's a Danny Boyle movie. It's a zombie film. It's pretty good.
Zombie film, of course. Yeah, and Roberta. Poltergeist, number 11. That was a Steven... that's a Spielberg movie, isn't it?
He produced it. Tobey Huber supposedly directed it, but the legend says that Spielberg took the reins and actually directed the movie himself. Right. That's
Rosemary's Baby, number 10.
Mia Farrow, good movie.
Yeah, number 9 is 7. I don't know what that one. What's that about?
Oh, that's
the David Fincher film, Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman.
Really?
Yeah. It's really
Psycho. The aforementioned Psycho is number 8 on the list of the 20 scariest films of all time.
Good
That's
film.
A good movie.
1960s. Halloween from 78 is number 7.
Good movie.
Okay.
The Ring, I don't know anything about that, was number 6. What's that about?
It was made about 20 years ago. It's good. I don't love it, though.
Jaws is number 5. There's a whole thing. Paramount Network had a thing, a Steven Spielberg retrospective, and they went into great detail.
I never looked at Jaws as a horror film, but it's more of an adventure movie.
Yeah. Number 4, Silence of the Lambs.
Scary.
Won the Oscar for Best Picture.
Number 3, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 1974. Number 2 on the list of the scariest films of all time, The Exorcist. So what?
That would be interesting. That would be my number one, The Exorcist. Yeah. I'm not sure what's on that list is number one.
The Shining.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad still talks about seeing The Exorcist as a teenager and coming home and sitting on his bed all night and not going to sleep.
See, there's one movie missing from that list would be my number two.
Yeah,
it would be George Romero's Dawn of the Dead from 1978. The Gone with the Wind of horror. Yeah.
All right, give us the top 5 things quickly from the box office this weekend.
The Meg overperformed $44.5 million. I saw a Friday review and I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good time at the movies. Mission Impossible Fallout placed second, $20 million, $160 million in 3 weeks. Disney's Christopher Robin, $12 million, $50 million in 2 weeks of release. Slender Man, a new horror film, fourth, $11 million. And Spike Lee's Black Klansman, a movie I'm going to see today. I'll let you know what I think about it.
I kind of want to see that, too. It's raining here today. Maybe I'll go see it, too. I was interested in him. I don't like him at all. I think he's an arrogant SOB, but I think that the movie has some interesting twists. It looks like it does in the trailer anyway. So, isn't the guy who plays Darth Vader's kid in...
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.